This is One-on-One with the Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
We got a track meet. Bruin Buzz on KWON AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Hope that this Friday morning is finding you well. Kind of a gloomy one, albeit cool, and things are supposed to heat up a little bit later on this evening. Temperatures going to be in the low 90s across Green Country. Heat index readings close to 105. And I mentioned the forecast a lot because it's time to talk Bartlesville sports. And the Bruins have their second home football game of 2016 this evening. Casha Hall coming to Custer Stadium. That is going to be a 7 o'clock kickoff this evening. Back to the usual time, finally, Coach Bart, after a couple 7:30 kicks to begin the season.
Hopefully it's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Yeah. Depending on the weather here, I do notice that the West Side schools yesterday moved up some games to 6 o'clock. Owasso and Broken Arrow game has been moved up to 6 o'clock. So I mean, I'm sure we will evaluate the situation and meet as a staff and determine at a later date. But right now, the game is at 7 o'clock, and if it changes, we'll let the radio station know and we can get it out, get the word out as best as we can. But you know, we had the eighth grade game last night and we fought two lightning delays, and it's supposed to start at 6. We finally called it at 8 o'clock, and we was trying to get to the halftime and the lightning just wouldn't stop, and so we had to stop it with like a minute and a half left in the half. So we're just, you know, it's that time of year in Oklahoma where there's weather and lightning and rain. And so we're just got to play it by ear.
Yeah, hard for me to remember what game that was last year. Feels like it might have been Muskogee, but I can't remember. There was a home game last year where we fought this and ended up having a – I think that we got out on the field and were about ready to kick it off and then delayed it. And then it was delayed again at halftime for like another hour or something, if my memory serves me correctly. So this is just part of it in September. And as Coach Bart mentioned, if Bartlesville does change its kickoff time for this evening, we will mention it here on K1, obviously, throughout the day. We will have it on our website, bartlesvilleradio.com. And then, of course, if you're a subscriber to K1 Text, you can sign up for Bartlesville sports alerts there, and we will send it right to your mobile device, and I'm sure Bartlesville High School will have it on all of its social media accounts and all that. But Coach Bart, regardless of the weather, well, maybe not regardless of the weather, but we can put that on the back burner. There's supposed to be a home football game tonight, and the Bruins going to host Casha Hall. Always a tough opponent, obviously lost to them a couple seasons ago down in Tulsa. A very good 4A club, got a chance to watch some of their film earlier this week, and they're just really well coached. You can just see it in the way that they play. They hit everything right when they're supposed to hit it. They're 1-0. They beat Holland Hall 48-10 in their week one matchup last week. And Bartlesville's coming into this ballgame a little bit banged up. Garrett Meidel having an injury in the first quarter or second quarter against Owasso last week. So it's a new quarterback. So should be an interesting evening at Custer Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of tradition. And you know, I always say tradition is hard to get and it's hard to keep. And no matter what division they are, 3A, 4A, 5A, 6A, when you have a lot of tradition, your kids have the mindset that they're supposed to win. You can win some games you're not supposed to. And Cash has won some state championships, and they think they're supposed to win and compete. And we learned that our lesson our first year. We were winning pretty handily and couldn't put them away, and they came back and whipped us. Last year we got them pretty good. So it should be a good game. It's a great game for us. It's a game I think our fans like to be able to go to the Utica area and plenty of places to eat and hang out. And it's a close drive just downtown Tulsa. So I appreciate that they play us, and it's good for us. It allows us to schedule an Owasso to kind of gauge where we are after as far as, you know, we're not going to start 0-3 in the district. We got an opportunity to win a couple of games. So it's a good, they're nice people. They're great people. AD's outstanding, and And it's just a good game for us.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun dealing with them the last couple of years. They're one of the better athletic departments to deal with, and they come to Custer Stadium this evening. By the way, thank you to Trey Stumpf. It was Enid last year, the homecoming game, where we had all the delays at Custer Stadium. So hopefully we don't have to fight that tonight, but like I said, there is a pretty good chance of rain, especially increasing throughout the evening. You mentioned Owosso, and we can talk about that football game for a moment before we get to a few other sports. 59-14 loss at Owosso. We've mentioned it several times. This is a different team than we had last year, and and it's a very inexperienced ball club. And they got into a pretty big time environment in Owosso with several thousand people on hand. They got punched in the mouth pretty early, had an injury to the starting quarterback, and looked kind of shell shocked until things settled down a little bit in the third and fourth quarters. But probably good for a young team to undergo something like that in the non district, and you can learn from it. And then hopefully, when you're playing road games against Bixby and Booker T. Washington later on in the season, you've gained a little bit from that experience in early September.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happened. I don't know. You know, you can say a lot of different things. One, they did just whip us. They outmanned us and just whipped us. But I thought, talking to Coach McKee, we're very similar. I don't know if our kids thought we could win going into that deal. It's just a mindset of you know, they're Owosso. It's kind of like I talked about a while ago. We've had some, you know, two good years in a row, but we're not quite there where we know when we walk out there that we should be there and that we can win. I think it's the same thing you saw us versus Bixby in the playoffs. We didn't really know if we could win. We hadn't really been there before. And we certainly need to get back to that mentality and be competitive. You know, we talked about this last week, though, but at the ADM, if our attendance stays the way it is, we're going to be playing them every year. We're going to go back to playing Union, Jinx, and Broken Arrow, and so we're going to have to step up our mentality about being able to compete against those teams.
Talking with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart and Bruin Buzz, we can get back to football again. Right at the end of the program, I definitely want to mention the home cross-country meet tomorrow. That's a special opportunity for people to come on out and see two very good cross-country teams for Bartlesville High School. And obviously, a home meet in cross country is kind of a unique deal. It's not like you're playing half of your games or half your activities at home. The vast majority of the season is spent away from your hometown, so it's pretty special when you get to run within the Bartlesville city limits.
Yeah, it's the only time we host one. If someone's never seen a cross country meet, it's fun. I know it may be muddy. You may not want to walk the course. They'll still run, you know. I've seen them run in the rain. It's just, you know, same thing. It's kind of like football. If it's not lightning, they're going to run. But it'll be at the mid-high. It'll be at Madison. It'll be by. You can park in the big lot at the softball field. Is most of that still asphalt? You can walk out there and watch them start and watch them finish. They'll run behind the school and then around, and then they come out by Sooner Pool, and then they come in back in from Sooner Pool, and so it's kind of a unique track, but. Mm. It's fun to watch and to see these. And, you know, we'll run junior high. And I know last year they run the elementary kids, let them run to get a taste. And that's one of the reasons why we have, you know, 120 cross-country kids out. They start with the Bruin Mile that they sponsor for our elementary kids, and they just go all the way up. And so it is fun for them, and it is a home meet, and it's turned into a really good meet. So if you're not doing anything in the morning, come on out and watch the Bruin cross-country meet.
Should be a lot of fun. And once again, is that 9 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, 9 o'clock start time tomorrow for that cross-country meet. And then a softball team I know is in action in the Ooliga tournament this weekend. They went 1-1 yesterday. Craig's Hampton's team is hovering right around that 500 mark. They've won some pretty tough games this year, and that's an improved club from last year with some more seniors, I know.
Yeah, it's just, you know, he's trying to build a foundation and trying to they're awful young. They've been young for a couple of years, and like you say, though, they're getting competitive.
Yeah.
We threw a no hitter and win a game. We've lost a bunch of one or two run games. I just can't get a break to kind of get over the hump but they're getting better. They are competitive, and I think before the season's over, we're going to see some good things out of our girls' team.
Yeah, definitely with the scores versus the last couple of years, I know the softball team has definitely been improving. But main thing tonight, football game, supposed to be a 7 o'clock start time at Custer Stadium. As Coach Bart mentioned, if anything changes with that, we will pass it along to you here on K1 and throughout all the various platforms that we give you information. And I know that Bartlesville High School will do the same. Casha Hall at Custer Stadium tonight, last non-district game, and your last chance to see the Bruins before a couple of weeks. They've got the bye week in 1 week from today, and then they're in action at home again 2 weeks from today against Muskogee to start district play.
That seems kind of funny. Bye week.
Yeah.
that's a first for us. But, and it looks like we're going to have two. Now, I do know that we've made another call to Capitol Hill, and I know that I believe you informed me that they had on their schedule a different opponent.
Yeah.
We have talked at the Frontier Conference meeting on Wednesday. We did talk to Jinx Broken-Arrow-Wasso about maybe potentially bringing their JV team up and letting us play. Coach McKee's trying to decide whether to do that to get more reps and see where we are, or use it to get some people healthy.
Yeah.
And so we are considering doing that, playing a game. We'll let everybody know as soon as possible to make sure they can make arrangements. And that would be the October game. That would not be next week. Next week will be the bye week. We'll follow that up with Muskogee, a very good Muskogee team, which is homecoming. So there'll be a lot of activities going on that week.
Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart. Keep it tuned here if anything changes with the kickoff on K1.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
BS is Stephen Porter.